Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. A federal judge has ruled that a Massachusetts jail must provide addiction medication to a man who's about to serve time behind bars. Judge Denise Casper ruled that the Essex County Sheriff must provide the man's prescribed methadone because she says denying it would be unconstitutional and a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Essex Sheriff Kevin Coppinger says this ruling could have far-ranging effects, and we'll hear from him in a moment. But first, American Civil Liberties Union staff attorney Jesse Rossman joins us. The ACLU filed this suit. Welcome to Radio Boston, Jesse.
Thanks so much for having me on, Deb.
So what's your reaction to the judge's ruling?
This case is really a matter of life and death. Methadone saved our client Jeffrey Pesch's life in his struggle against his disease of opioid use disorder. And so we are grateful and happy to see that he is going to be able to continue this medically necessary treatment.
What do you think was the key issue that caused Judge Casper to rule this way?
I think if you look at the record in this case, what you can see is the medical consensus on this issue is clear. And the standard of care for the treatment of this disease is providing medication-assisted treatment. And the doctors in this case uniformly agreed that the standard of care in this case was to continue Mr. Pesch's methadone treatment program, which he has been on successfully in active recovery for the past 2 years.
Now, he is scheduled to start serving a 60-day sentence for violating his probation because he was arrested for driving with a suspended license. And that's supposed to begin next week. How's he doing?
Again, Mr. Pesci is grateful that this order has come down so that he can continue on this medically necessary treatment. And as it stands right now, his hearing on that probation violation is scheduled for December 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Monday.
That's right.
Yeah. And if it is shown that he did violate his probation, he could go to jail for 60 days.
That's right. That's our understanding.
So if he did go to jail on Monday for a probation violation, would he then be given methadone daily? Do you know the logistics?
So the judge's order simply requires the facility to ensure that he has continued access to this treatment throughout the period of his incarceration. And the best evidence that this can be done safely and securely is the fact that it already is being done both here in Massachusetts and throughout the country. And there are several different ways that facilities have been able to provide this type of treatment to individuals, either transporting them to a clinic where they can receive their dosage on a daily basis or get a week's worth of dosing that they can then take back to the facility, or sometimes bring a clinic that is licensed into the facility to provide that treatment to them. But this has safely and securely been administered throughout the state, in fact, throughout the country, and right here in Massachusetts, MCI Framingham is providing methadone treatment to women who are pregnant and incarcerated at that facility. And pregnant women who are incarcerated at South Bay transport their women to a methadone clinic so that they can receive their dosing there. So there are a couple of different ways that the Middleton facility can be able to make sure that Mr. Pesci is able to receive this medication.
And the reason that's done is because pregnant women could face significant health consequences if methadone is suddenly discontinued. Is that right?
That is right, although as the record in this case shows, forcibly withdrawing someone from methadone treatment can have significant medical consequences for any individual, both pregnant women and others like Mr. Pesci himself.
Some are saying that this ruling has statewide and national ramifications. Do you think so?
You know, this case is significant, and of course, the ruling itself is about saving Mr. Pesci's life, and the judge's ruling means that Mr. Pesci will be able to continue his treatment on this medication. But we certainly hope that facilities both in Massachusetts and elsewhere use this as an opportunity to look at their policies and amend them to ensure that anyone who is suffering from this disease is able to get the standard of care that the medical community unanimously agrees is what should be required.
Jesse, in the past when we've spoken with law enforcement officials, and as I said, we'll hear from Essex Sheriff Coppinger in a moment, but in the past, correctional officials have said it's really difficult to safely administer drugs like methadone and buprenorphine. Those are two of the three medications that are approved for treating opioid addiction right now. And they say it's hard to prevent diversion. It's hard to do it safely. It's a distraction. And they have to balance public safety needs with what's happening, with the medical needs of certain folks who are on opioid addiction medication when they come in. So what would you say to that?
I mean, again, I think the best evidence that it can be done safely and securely is that it is being done safely and securely. And for example, Franklin County has been providing buprenorphine to individuals who are incarcerated there and who have been prescribed it to treat their opioid use disorder since 2016. And they've actually seen a 35% drop in the county of opioid overdose deaths during that time. They also have seen a decrease in illicit drug use and behavioral problems within the facility itself. And, you know, as the record in this case showed, both Dr. Wally, who spoke to the administration of methadone for the women at South Bay, and the doctor who spoke to the administration of methadone at Rikers Island, have said that they haven't heard of a single incident where there has been concerns with respect to safety and security within the facility. There are well-established protocols in place to ensure that this can be done in a safe and secure way. And the judge in her order recognized that the defendants had not pointed to a single reason why this couldn't also be done for Mr. Pesci.
All right. ACLU Staff Attorney Jesse Rossman. Jesse, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks again for having me on.
And for more now, we turn to Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger. He joins us from Middleton. Welcome to Radio Boston, Sheriff.
Good afternoon, Deb. Thank you for having me.
So what's your reaction to Judge Casper's order?
Well, this case is really new ground. If you look at this in the larger perspective, no correctional facility in Massachusetts, and I'm speaking about the prisons, nor the county jails, prescribes or distributes methadone to male inmates. And that's also across the nation, the norm. It is new ground. We're all well aware of the opiate epidemic that's ravaging this country. If you look at, I can speak for myself, but I'll also speak for a lot of my fellow sheriffs here in Massachusetts. We're all trying to do the right thing. We recognize the seriousness of the opiate epidemic. We're trying to save lives. Each of us have, you know, formed their own protocols and programs in order to address what we see as the crises in our county, and we want to do the right thing. But where this is new ground, this is really something we want to just make sure that we're doing it correctly. Now, one thing, if I could just jump right to it, is earlier this year when the state legislature was crafting part of the new opioid bill, there is a provision in there for a pilot program that is going to be started here in Massachusetts next year. We put a lot of time, energy, and effort, and when I say we, me being the 14 county sheriffs, in cooperation with the state legislature and the governor's office, to craft this because we want to make sure we find the best practices. And going across, you know, going out to those agencies, I don't deny that other agencies are issuing methadone and, you know, Suboxone to their inmates. We just want to make sure we do it right. Now, there's a lot of logistical issues here. There's a lot of security issues here. There's a lot of operational, and of course, there's a lot of financial issues here. We have concerns about our whole entire inmate population. Want to make sure they're doing it right. So when I go back to the pilot program, you know, the legislation calls for partnerships, not only the sheriffs and the Massachusetts Department of Corrections, but also bringing in the Department of Public Health, the Office of Medicaid, and the Executive Office of Public Safety. We're trying to bring the best minds we can to make sure we do it. Now, we have to come up with standard protocols by March of 2019, and we'll implement it by September of 2019. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure you're going to say, well, how come so long? Again, this is taking time. This is brand new ground.
But what happens Monday if Mr. Pesci is found to have violated his probation and is incarcerated in your facility?
Well, right now, because of this, the possible effects across the board, we're still weighing our options. I have Judge Casper's decision. We've met extensively with our legal team here in Essex County, and we're also in communication with the lawyers from the National Sheriff's Association, because this is a brand new case. There's no case like this before, so we want to make sure that what we do here, because it's going to be taken across the country, and that's going to be probably the new norm. Now, the ACLU has brought two similar cases, one up in Maine earlier this fall, dealing with Suboxone, and one out in Washington State that is still ongoing. That's a class action suit. And these three, without getting into the details of those cases, they're all intertwined. So this is much bigger than just Essex County or Massachusetts. This is as I said before, going across the country. So we're just trying to put it all together.
But when you're weighing your options and looking at your next steps, I mean, does that mean that you might appeal, do you think? And when might you make a decision? Don't you need to know by Monday when Mr. Pesci could come to your facility to be incarcerated?
Yep, no, we do, and we're working on it. We just received this decision 2 days ago. But as I said before, there's a lot of logistical issues here, because it's not just something simple as Mr. Pesci. Now, I know the representative from ACLU mentioned, what if we take, could we take Mr. Pesci out to his, methadone appointment every day where he's going? Just think of the issues with that. Does somebody who has a methadone clinic want us showing up with Mr. Pesci, being in an incarcerated status going there? What if Mr. Pesci, he's what I guess you could call a low-risk inmate, but what if he is a serious felon or a very violent felon? Do we want to take him out of the jail? Folks would show up here. Other folks, could possibly show up here with a methadone prescription after this case is finally settled. And what if they show up and they test positive for other illicit drugs? And that's a norm. We do have folks here in our jails, not only here in Essex County, but through our country, who show up and test positive for, heroin, fentanyl, methamphetamines, other illicit drugs on top of the methadone. Hmm. So we need to coordinate with our healthcare workers here. Hmm. But if we could switch a little bit too, because we're not, like I said, we're trying to do the best we can. Now, we have a very, a very good program here with our detox program. It's been nationally recognized. We've been awarded. In fact, we recently got awarded a $1.5 million grant for the Department of Justice to help improve our detox program. And in fact, tomorrow I'm going out to Marlboro to talk about and do a presentation with the judge in the Lynn Drug Court. Detox program, very quickly, is a 28-day program working very closely with the drug courts for people with substance abuse disorders, where they come in and, yes, they do detox. And that's under medically assisted withdrawals. We have 24-hour professional health care workers here. And then we've put the individuals through programming and treatment to teach them the right way. We kind of reset the minds. And then when they leave, we do provide them with medically assisted treatment in the form of Vivitrol.
Right.
Vivitrol is a drug they get in every 30 days, and that blocks the receptors in the brain. It's an antagonist medication that, will prohibit the cravings.
But, Sheriff, I just wonder, do you have a sort of a deadline as to when you expect to make a decision as to what you might do because of this ruling? Is it tomorrow? Is it Friday? When will you decide? Do you know?
We'll decide after we finish the conversations that I mentioned before with everybody here on our team. And obviously, I have to make a decision by Monday, if not sooner. But no, we're well aware of the time frame. But again, as I said, we want to do this right. And whatever we do is going to have those ripple effects. So we want to make sure we get the best minds possible on that can help us here to make the right decision.
Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.